Beloved congregation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning's service is a special worship service, rather obviously. We have the preaching of the word as well as the administration of the sacraments, both baptism and Lord's Supper. Now perhaps I'm asking this question a bit late in this service, but I could ask this: are you nervous? And my suspicion would be that when it comes to the preaching where we're at right now, none of you are really that nervous. We know how it goes. We simply have to sit back and take it in. No one really is watching me as I'm doing these things. But what about the baptism that was just administered? Was that perhaps a bit different? Maybe not for most of us, but especially for Reese and Ange. Perhaps also for Lexi and Nathaniel. Of course, not for Silas. Didn't realize what was going on. And I say that because in a way it was not a normal baptism either. Rather, it was a highly anticipated baptism in our congregation. Anticipated by all you here, by many more who are watching or listening live stream. And of course, this baptism was done in public, witnessed by many witnesses, perhaps even in faraway places. But now that that's done, perhaps we can all settle down a bit. And what about Lord's Supper? It's still coming. You nervous? Even though Lord's Supper is administered here in the pews, it might feel as if everyone's watching me as I receive the bread, as I attempt to take a couplet out of the tray of cups. Now, perhaps a better question I could ask is this one: should you be nervous? What do you think? And I would say that we should be. But I would say that in a qualified way and for entirely different reasons. No, we should not approach the preaching or the sacraments flippantly. We'll be reminded as we read the Lord's Supper form again that it's quite possible to eat and drink judgment upon ourselves. But let me put it this way. No, you need not be nervous. To desire baptism for your children is a good thing. To be ceremonially washed in church, that's a good ceremony to undergo. To participate in the ceremony of Lord's Supper is a good ceremony to partake in. No, you need not be nervous, beloved. But you really should each stand in awe. Indeed, now already, having witnessed these baptisms, you should stand in awe. And as we go along in this service, your awe, as it were, should increase and should deepen. You should leave this service with a sense of awe. And I really hope you do. Why? Why do I hope that? Because if you're filled with that sense of awe, you will also be filled with depth of comfort and gratitude. Let me explain that by having a brief look at the passage we just read. Perhaps it strikes you as a surprising passage to preach in a service like this. My intent is simply to look at only one aspect to it. What happened? Well, Ananias and Sapphira, they sold some property that they had. They kept back part of the proceeds for themselves, which in itself, there was nothing wrong with that. But they brought it to the apostles' feet, suggesting or giving the impression or perhaps claiming outrightly that it was the entire amount. Now, what was the real problem with that? Well, look at verse 9 of the passage we read, Acts 5, verse 9. There Peter speaks to Sapphira, that's after Ananias is already dead. And Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord?" They agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord. Perhaps they themselves wouldn't word it that way, but that's what they did. And to understand that, we have to know what happened. And what happened was that Holy God, the creator of this entire world, the upholder, the one who gives us our breath at this very moment, our Redeemer, Holy God, who back in the days of the desert wanderings had come to live with his people in the tabernacle, later on in the temple, who later on many years came in the person of his own Son and who thereby tabernacled among his people in his Son, Holy God had now just on the day of Pentecost come even closer yet. He had moved right into his congregation. The congregation at this point was now temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, keeping that in mind, note again what Peter says in verse 9. "Ananias and Sapphira, you have tested the Spirit of the Lord." Now, that's something that Israel often did in the desert. Deuteronomy 6:16. "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested him at Massah." Now, what happened at Massah? Well, turn in your Bibles for a minute to Exodus 17. Exodus 17, to see what happened at Massah. We'll read the first 7 verses. Israel then has just come out of the land of Egypt. They're not yet at Mount Sinai. And there it reads, "All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages according to the commandment of the Lord and camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, 'Give us water to drink.' And Moses said to them, 'Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?' But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, 'Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?' So Moses cried out to the Lord, 'What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink.' And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of that place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because, and here it comes, and because they tested the Lord by saying, 'Is the Lord among us or not?'" That's the issue. Is the Lord among us or not? That is the issue that Ananias and Sapphira had failed to see or to contend with. That gathering of people there was not just any gathering, and therefore what happened at this gathering of people was not just whatever. And the thing now is that applies today too. It applies to this service as well. And therefore it applies to the ceremonies in this service as well. The ceremonies, baptism, Lord's Supper, they're not just ceremonies. But they are ceremonies in a service in which the Lord is truly with us, even though we can't see Him with the naked eye. Even though it might superficially not look special at all, easy to miss. Ananias and Sapphira missed it. And beloved, it's so important that we do not forget that or minimize that. Remembering that the church truly is the temple of the Holy Spirit also today, that makes these ceremonies very awesome. See, when Ananias and Sapphira, when they dropped down dead, we could say, wow, did those words of Peter ever have a dramatic effect? But that would not be proper. Peter was speaking there as a mouthpiece of the Holy Spirit. And so today, what the minister says and what he does in the ceremony of baptism, it's not really the minister. It is the Holy Spirit of our Savior. And Reese and Ange, think now what happened. God Himself, in front of you, in front of many witnesses, God Himself publicly declared, I have also adopted Lexi, Nathaniel, and Silas as my children. I have purchased them, each of them, with my blood, and I will provide for them as my beloved children. Now, when you hear that properly, does that not warm your heart? Lexi, Nathaniel, and Silas, that's the best news you could ever hear. Beloved, this is awesome. And now think also of the Lord's Supper that we're going to celebrate very shortly now. Keep in mind how the Lord is among us. And keeping that in mind, see through the minister, see through the elders who offer you the bread and wine, see through them, see holy God Himself. In this way, He will publicly testify. He will thereby assure you and comfort you and nourish your faith to give you what you need to go on in His service, to do that in our culture, in the special circumstances in which we find ourselves. Isn't that awesome? And you know, the same kind of thing can be said about the faithful preaching of the Word. Therefore, congregation, don't be nervous. Rather, see, understand, and stand in depth of awe, and thereby receive depth of comfort. Amen.